You're listening to Consider This, episode 218, for the 2nd of July, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. If you're here, then you must be ready for conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, ready to welcome everyone from either side of the aisle. Are you ready for some feedback? Well, I don't have any this time out, but if you're ready to send it, I'm ready to highlight it. Come to the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to get your voice heard. That's CT as in crazy train. The left's new blacklist, exemplified by a red hen, the ACLU backs off from some free speech, and another win at the Supreme Court against coerced speech. Are you ready? Then let's go. A little red hen said the sky was falling. What was really happening was that the left was doing something that they accused the right of doing. Now that's a common scenario. Let me explain. Sarah Huckabee Sanders and company went into the small Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. The owner, Stephanie Wilkinson, wasn't there, but the staff recognized Sanders and called Wilkinson to voice their concern over what to do. "We're a restaurant. Serve them," came the reply. Nope, sorry, just playing with you there. What actually happened is that Wilkinson came down to the restaurant to confirm it with Sanders, and then asked the staff if she should ask her to leave. They said yes, so she did. Sanders said she would, and she did. The responses from both sides of the political aisle were predictable. The right was outraged, and the left cheered. Now, I said before that consistency in your principles is very important, and this incident demonstrates who is and isn't consistent. The left has been trumpeting this as comeuppance for what the cake baker Jack Phillips did, equating the two. So let's compare them. Masterpiece Cake Shop offered to sell anything in the shop to the two gay customers. The Red Hen refused to sell anything to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The patrons of Masterpiece Cake Shop wanted to force Phillips to say something he disagreed with, and when he wouldn't, they sued. Sarah didn't force Wilkinson to say or do anything she didn't want to, and left when asked, without further incident. One side tries to use the force of government to get what they want. The other side lets people make up their own mind. But yeah, totally the same situation, right? I guess the question for the owner of the Red Hen would be, do you support Jack Phillips, or are you just chicken? And the left cheered the Red Hen, oblivious to the fact that if the shoe were on the other foot, they'd be marching in the streets against discrimination or misogyny. Once again, for the left, it's not about consistent principles. Say it with me. It's all about politics. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, has decided that civil liberties are so 20th century. Well, at least when those pesky constitutional rights run up against the offense of certain classes of citizens. A little history first. The ACLU has prided itself in defending the freedom of speech for everyone, even if religious people sometimes get less help than others. They did fight against loyalty oaths and for Brown versus Board of Education, as well as the free speech rights of even neo-Nazis and Klan members. They had been accused by some, including me, of liberal leanings, but they did have an overall good record for defending, among other things, First Amendment rights. The saying goes, "I may disagree with what you say, but I'll defend your right to say it." Apparently, this statement is now too radical for the ACLU. You could see this happening with regards to religious liberty for years. When Jack Phillips was originally sued in 2013 for not creating a custom cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony, they went after him. When Bill Clinton signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, they were among its supporters, but then came the 2015 Hobby Lobby case, where a family-owned business did not want to offer abortion-inducing drugs in its healthcare plan based on religious reasons, and the ACLU had already decided by then they'd change their minds. Now, recently, an internal memo has come to light that shows just how left-leaning they've become. Or perhaps showing how left-leaning they already were. And how the idea of defending civil liberties has fallen out of favor with them. Quote, "Our defense of speech may have a greater or lesser harmful impact on the equality and justice work to which we are also committed." Close quote. That is to say, we'll defend free speech as long as we agree with the speech. They used to be free speech absolutists. That was then. This is now. Robbie Sove, writing at Reason.com, put it this way.
"It seems fairly clear to me what's happening here. Leadership would probably like the ACLU to remain a pro-First Amendment organization, but they would also like to remain in good standing with their progressive allies. Unfortunately, young progressives are increasingly hostile to free speech, which they view as synonymous with racist hate speech. Speech that impugns marginalized persons is not speech at all in their view, but violence. The ACLU's capitulation to the anti-speech left should serve as a wake-up call for true liberals. What has taken place on campus over the last decade does matter, and though the scope of the problem is frequently overstated, we should all be concerned when the nation's premier civil liberties organization is increasingly afraid of defending the First Amendment, not because the Trump administration scares them, but because college students do."
Now, the ACLU is certainly free to change its focus, but it needs to own up to it. To me, this isn't really a change in focus so much as it is revealing an undercurrent I always knew was there. This being Supreme Court results season, another decision was reached recently, a California law that forced crisis pregnancy centers to display advertising about where abortions are offered was struck down. The vote was along the usual party lines, but as a link in the show notes details, while some of the dissenters still had some concerns over the law, I guess they felt that the state could make you say what it wanted to anyway. These pregnancy centers were set up by anti-abortion groups as alternatives to Planned Parenthood and other state-run abortion clinics, showing women alternatives to simply killing their child. The law stipulated where the signs had to be and even the font size of the lettering. Alliance Defending Freedom, which pled the case to the court, was also the group defending Jack Phillips and his refusal to bake a cake for the same-sex wedding ceremony. I see a parallel in these two cases in that both deal with coerced speech, making someone say something against their will. Hopefully, this is a good harbinger of things to come. Interestingly, the Southern Poverty Law Center calls ADF a hate group. That is to say, they disagree, so therefore they hate. But with the ADF having two cases decided in their favor this season, 7-2 and 5-4, I'd say that's pretty good for a hate group. And of course, the big news of the summer is that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is going to retire, giving Donald Trump another nominee. Wow. Things just won't slow down, will they? So get your feedback to me before the next 90-minute news cycle. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or visit the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. And then get ready to consider this.